In the gospel reading tonight, we hear as our Lord asks the question of who people say that he is, and we hear Simon Peter responding with the truth, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus blesses him and tells him that this has not been revealed to him by flesh and blood, but by his Father in heaven. And so that's a point we have to consider within our own selves, because we can look at this and say, if you and I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he is the Christ, he is the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, even though you may have been taught that by your parents or by a teacher or a catechist, you believe only because of the grace of God. It is not a human being that has revealed this to you, but only God can reveal something like this to you. It is something which is so profound that it cannot be grasped fully. Yes, we can grasp the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. We can get that. But we can't understand the ramifications of it because it's infinite. It is divine. It is something that is the very essence of God himself. And so it's not something that any of us could sit there and ponder and work it through our minds and say, ah, now I've got it. No, it's only by the grace of God that we are able to acknowledge something that we cannot grasp, that we cannot fully understand, we cannot see, that we cannot touch. It's just like when our Lord appeared to the apostles a week after Easter. And he showed Thomas his hands and his side, and Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." There was nothing there that said, "This is God." He was looking at holes in flesh. But Thomas recognized the resurrection demonstrated the divinity of our blessed Lord. But that was a divinity that even a couple of years earlier, Saint Peter had acknowledged. And obviously, in all of his doubting and questioning, St. Thomas could never quite get there. He's the one who said, "Let's go to Jerusalem and be killed with him." He had a great degree of faith, but he couldn't come to the faith quite yet that Jesus was actually God. And then he saw him in his resurrected form, and was able to make that act of faith. And so even though Jesus told them, he heard them, he told them that he was the Messiah, he told them that he was God. But we can look at that from our own perspective, but let's change the perspective slightly. If I stood up here and said to you, "I am God," if you had tomatoes and eggs, you ought to throw them, because you know that it would be a lie. And just because I said it doesn't necessarily make it the fact. And so if St. Thomas isn't so sure about who our Lord is, or the other apostles for that matter, and he tells them that he is God, that doesn't prove anything. And so there is an act of faith that needs to be made. An act of faith that is not something that is inherently provable. If we could prove it, it wouldn't require any faith. And so the Lord is asking for a point of faith from us. And yet even that is a gift from God. It's not something we have done by ourselves. It's not anything we can take credit for. And if that's the case, then it also helps us then to perhaps be more compassionate to those who don't have faith right now. Perhaps there was a day when we didn't. There was a day perhaps when we wandered from the church because we didn't believe, because it didn't make sense, because whatever reason, and we said no. And the grace of God has touched our hearts to be able to say yes. To be able to say, "I believe." To be able to say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And that's then what we have to pray for others, that they too will have their minds and hearts opened. Sure it is, as St. Paul tells us, quoting Isaiah, that how can they believe unless they hear? So yes, it requires somebody to teach and somebody to speak. But even that is not enough, because they still have to make the act of faith. So it's necessary that somebody would be able to tell them, and to the degree that we're capable, that we can explain it perhaps. But it's all going to limp, because the most eloquent preacher in the world cannot prove that Jesus is God. The only thing that can prove that Jesus is God is in your heart. To be able to look at it and say, you know what? I have no doubt. He is who he said he is. And I believe and I do not doubt. I don't need logical proof in the sense of the syllogisms all line up and it makes perfect sense. Because we can't do that in this case. Oh, sure, we can make all kinds of logical arguments. They still cannot prove that Jesus is God. That requires an act of faith. And you just have to ask yourself, why me? Why did God give that to me when he hasn't given it to all these other people? Why did he give it to Peter and he hadn't given it to the other apostles? Even after they heard what Peter said and they heard our Lord's response, some of them still didn't believe. Even remember, we read that they went out with him. So this is after the resurrection. This is after 40 days that Jesus is appearing to them. They go out to the Mount of Olives. He's about to enter into heaven. And it says, they worshiped him, but some doubted. So even after all of the things that they saw, they still didn't believe. So here we are 2,000 years later. We haven't seen it. We weren't there. We didn't see him rising from the dead. We didn't have an appearance of our Lord for 40 days. We didn't have him walking through the walls. We didn't have him do all these things. Yes, we have him in the Holy Eucharist. We can't see it. We can't feel it. We know he's there because he said it is. And we know that he's there because he said it is because he's God. It all comes back to that question, who am I? Because if he's not God, then he's not truly present in the Eucharist because he doesn't have the power to change bread and wine into himself. And yet if he is God, and he is, then every single word that he spoke is not only the truth, but it is reality. God spoke and it came to be, Scripture says. That's what happens within us. What do we say right before receiving Holy Communion? Only say the word. God spoke. Somehow, in the silence of your heart, God spoke. And he let you know, in whatever way, that this is his son. That he is the second person of the Trinity. That he truly is the Messiah and the Son of the living God. And when he spoke that, something happened in your heart to be able to say, yes, I believe it is true. And so we can honestly say to each and every one of us, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. What a gift. We can marvel at what St. Peter was able to do and at what Jesus spoke to him. But at this moment, Jesus will speak the same thing to each one of us. Even though we have 2,000 years of saints and theology, there's only one way that we can believe, and that is the grace of God. Flesh and blood has not revealed this. My Father in heaven, be because you believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God.